producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Stockbell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So is Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms?
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Stockbell.
Hell no.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Stockbell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Life, life. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Stockbell.
Well, do you feel lucky? This is the question as we open today on an autism spectrum note due to vaccinations. No, it's not vaccinations. It's your genes. It's all genetic. It's a crapshoot. It's your luck. You've run out of luck. Your kids, oh, I'm so sorry, they were unlucky. It was a spontaneous genetic mutation. However rare it was, it's just, oops, sorry, no real cause. Actually, it's caused by your genes. Well, what caused the genes to go? Well, we don't know. But, oh, it's just bad luck. That's where we start. Yeah, I'm being serious. Not that I believe what I'm saying. I'm just telling you what the stories are saying. We've got new information coming out that we're going to let loose on to open the show today. And then we have Brandy Vaughn, the Merck whistleblower. This is very exciting. This is someone who knew intimately the techniques they were using to promote Vioxx and then began to question that and then questioned everything, including the vaccinations. And she's out there in California now concerned about SB 277. So we'll see what updates we have there. TMB, Ty Bollinger joins us as we go outside the box in a little while. And Super D, Super Don, in betwixt traffic. Are you out of traffic? Are you in traffic? Where are you?
I haven't gone into traffic yet. I've held off because if I did go into traffic, I'd get swallowed up by that big congestion smog sucking hole that it is on the freeway.
I keep saying, find a place to live that you can ride a bike to. You won't sweat in the winter. You won't sweat in the winter.
I tried riding a bike once, and I couldn't walk right for a week.
We'll get you a three-wheeler.
Okay. Yeah, that might work.
And it goes when you add coffee in it, so you'll be all good.
In the bike?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's administered to you.
You're talking about coffee, it's going somewhere else. So.
Well, of course, because it's administered to you through the seat. But
see. All right.
Actually, that kind of brings up a funny note to open the show because we're going to get serious in just a moment. Why not get a little silly? We have comments and questions of the day, and someone we haven't heard from in a while. Remember this nickname, Steve the Thorough? Steve the Thorough.
Thorough. That sounds like I don't know. British.
I think we nicknamed him
royalty for back in the 16th century.
I think we nicknamed him something because it wasn't Thorough. Then we said how thorough he was, and he became the Thorough. But anyway, he says this. Listen to Super Don. Hey, RSB, it's been a while since I've sent a question or comment your way, but I wanted to send some vitamin L your way and let you know that I'm still listening to and enjoying your show greatly, and I truly appreciate all that you, Super Don, and Op-Ed do. We got our millennial in there now for Steve the Thorough. Isn't
that
cool?
First, I think.
Yeah. Well, listen, Op-Ed's doing fantastic work. You should see what he's working on for Epic Times as well and other things. Speaking of Super Don, okay, it gets better. Are you ready for this?
It gets better. Okay.
Yes, it does. This is from Steve the Thorough. You can't blame me. Speaking of Super Don, I believe I've discovered the real secret project that he's been working on as of late. And I thought he found out what it was until I linked to the link that he gave me, and it's super enema coffee in your butt wakes your hepatic portal vein up. So
Your loyal listener, Steve the Thorough. Anyway,
Steve the Thorough.
Great stuff, Steve.
Yeah.
Very nice.
If I was using that type of an enema product, yeah, my colon would be thoroughly clean, wouldn't it?
Yes. It would be a happier, healthier, even smarter. I don't know how it would be possible. Smarter Super Don. So, all right, let's bring out the smarts now for this new study. Genetic analysis, rare mutations cause half of all autism cases. Half of them? This is the whole claim of a genetic epidemic, right?
Yeah.
Never before in the history of humankind and animal kind has there been a genetic epidemic.
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous genetic epidemic. Yeah. Partly due to the fact that there would be no one around to report it, because typically these so-called genetic, if you call it an epidemic, it's probably not one that promotes good health. And I guess that's the irony here of what's going on in this case, because they sort of acknowledge that. They acknowledge that in saying, well, it sort of would burn itself out, because they say people with autism or, you know, ASD, Asperger's in that spectrum, or the autism spectrum disorder, more the severe kind, of course, they say they don't typically reproduce. So if it's a genetic epidemic, where did they all come from, right? Where were all the autistic people having babies in previous generations that brought about this thing? Because if it's genetic, aren't you passing it down? And then they say, well, it's probably in the moms. The moms are carrying it, but they're not actively, they're not really autistic. They're just carrying the gene for autism, right? That's spontaneously exploding everywhere. And in half of the cases of autism, they're claiming that this is the thing that causes it. Because, of course, we cannot acknowledge vaccinations. We cannot acknowledge toxic GMOs, pesticides. We can't acknowledge the heavy metals coming in from industry, et cetera, et cetera. So we've got now the scientists claiming it's a genetic epidemic. How certain are they? They make statements that are really interesting that kind of go, whoa, wow, they must know what they're talking about. They say devastating de novo mutations in autism genes should be under strong negative selection. Again, that's the point of, well, if it expresses a genetic epidemic, where were all the people that had it before? And then they come to the conclusion, well, it must be just a passive gene that's hanging out in moms. Let's blame moms for this. And here's another paragraph that's just stunning to me when it says genes considered vulnerable harbor what researchers refer to as LGD. LGD. What is that? It sounds like, oh man, it must be really hard to pronounce, right? Anytime they have to initialize something or acronym it, LGD, it's going to be impossible to understand, pronounce, too many syllables. But LGD stands for this, a likely gene disruption.
Oh.
Yeah, likely gene... Are you sure about this?
Likely gene disruption. We have to call it LGD.
Yeah. Are you sure about this? Likely. It's
likely.
Our analysis also revealed that a surprising proportion of rare, devastating mutations transmitted by parents occurs in genes expressed in the embryonic brain. Well, if that's the case, how come they're not being born autistic? Wait a second. Don't ask that question. I thought it's genetic. Then how come it happens shortly after the 6-month shots, the 2-year-old shots, the 5-year-old, if you follow me? Why does it follow a devastating introduction of environmental toxicity, heavy metal toxicity, drug toxicity, antigen toxicity, aborted fetal tissue toxicity? Link back to the original study. Genetic analysis supports prediction that spontaneous rare mutations cause half of autism. And if it is indeed causing half of all autism, what's the other half caused by? Pay no attention to the other half.
So many questions.
Pay no attention to the other half of all autism cases.
Didn't you get the memo? You're asking too many questions.
Too many questions, I know. It's outrageous would be an understatement here. It's the razzle-dazzle. It's the, hey, guess what? We found spontaneous genetic mutations, or LGDs, likely. Likely genetic something or other. It is likely. And on that basis, send us more money and you can keep taking your shots. Pay no attention to the doctors that are literally causing the genetic expression. And really, as we've talked about for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Bittar and many other doctors, the inability to excrete heavy metals, particularly mercury, in certain people could be the only argument you can make in terms of genetic predisposition. If you have limited ability to bind, process, and excrete heavy metals, they will bioaccumulate very rapidly in a very toxic world, particularly when you inject those heavy metals, bypassing the normal digestive system that would hopefully be intact, but unfortunately is not because of the preponderance of the medical profession to not only vaccinate and damage the gut, but to give antibiotic after antibiotic after antibiotic. And then tell kids to go on, tell parents to put kids on food that is basically processed, synthetic, explosively inflammatory. And then they call it a genetic epidemic. This is to defray the or deflect from the reality that doctors are the cause of autism. Now, we could go back a little further and say, well, maybe they were the gateway, or maybe they provided the gateway drug to it, which is the injectable toxins in vaccinations, as it's conducted today and has been for a while, but particularly since the expanded childhood vaccine schedule in 1991. That's where we saw the massive explosion of what was going on, as opposed to the time when I was a kid. I think you got 7 or 8 shots, if you will, totally, if you got them all. And we actually got chicken pox back then, and it was cool. Measles, we got it. It's okay. They joke about it in the sitcoms of the day. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I rushed my kids to get chicken pox when I heard somebody had it. And, of course, now they get the chicken pox shots, and then they get shingles, something rare, if ever, would happen in a child. Brilliant. Bloody brilliant. Freaking brilliant. No, it's idiotic. It's lunatic. It's dangerous. And we're going to talk about this some more, because we've got scheduled Brandy Vaughn, and she's a whistleblower from Merck. She worked with Merck. We're going to hear her story firsthand as to how she woke up. And what she saw.
I think I've just discovered here that the researchers that were talking about LGD,
yeah,
the likely gene disruption,
yes.
I believe these researchers are suffering from something called TBS.
TBS?
Yes.
What would that be?
That would be the acronym for total bullsnot.
But yeah, well said. Yeah, total bullsnot. They're making it up, and they're going to get money from you, the taxpayer, because the NIH needs this. They need to deflect. The CDC needs this. They need to say, see, it's your genes. At least 50% of them in your genes. But if you're not being born autistic, then what is the trigger for those genes that they're blaming? Well, don't look at the syringe your doctor or nurse is holding behind his or her back, ready to spring upon your innocent child. Hide the children, protect the children, get them out of California before it's too late if they can't overturn SB 277. When we come back, Randy Vaughn joins us, former Merck rep and whistleblower on not only Vioxx, but the vaccine agenda. Right here on Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's not just me and we and you and all of us that have been aware of some of these things, but there are people from the inside of all of this, that have uncovered the truth about the corruption of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the cover-ups, the ability and willingness to harm people for profit. Whether that's their intent or not, the fact that it is happening, and occasionally someone from the inside says, no, I can't be party to this, and blows the whistle. Hopefully something changes from within, but sometimes, or all more often than not, they get kicked out, they get attacked, and it becomes a very strange way to live compared to what you thought life was supposed to be about. Obviously, we're talking about the people who have blown the whistle on Big Pharma, and someone who has done that extraordinarily well, and there's articles we've linked up to at Natural News, and you can check out the websites that we have linked up at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you right there, including councilforvaccinesafety.org. Her name, this former Merck rep, now whistleblower, is Brandy Vaughn, and she's on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brandy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
You have a YouTube that, just very briefly, I think 10 minutes or less, kind of lays out the backstory. Where you were a rep and you were in Europe, if I'm not mistaken, and at the time, representing Vioxx, which was a devastatingly deadly and dangerous drug.
Yes, I was still living in California when I was repping Vioxx for Merck, and after I quit Merck after the whole Vioxx scandal, then I went over to Europe. But yes, I saw it all from the inside. Granted, I was just a sales rep, but we did hear a lot of information, And it's really, really scary. And that experience selling Vioxx, which now we know through the court systems that Merck has undergone, the lawsuits, that they actually knew that it was causing twice the amount of cardiovascular events, and it was killing people, and they didn't pull it off the market until there was absolutely no other option. So I think, you know, that experience really left me with this, wow, just because it's on the market doesn't mean it's safe. You know, the FDA and the CDC, which we think are there to protect us, are really, you know, really bought, and there's no other way to describe it. So I really lost a lot of faith in the whole healthcare system and pharmaceuticals at that point in time. And then I did leave, and I went to Europe, and I lived there for 7 years, and I saw how things are done very differently in other countries. And I lived in a country with where pharmaceuticals don't really run the show much at all, and it's a very, very healthy population. So I was able to finally see kind of beyond that, and then coming back to the U.S., seeing how infiltrated pharma is in government policies and in public health care and insurance.
And Brandy, in the minds of the average American, I mean, you think about where you were it, making it big, big pharma, the money flows. I know a lot of the sales reps over the years. My dad was a pharmaceutical sales rep. I come from that background, and there's big money there. And I'm not saying that everybody involved in it is evil. Well, most of them probably still don't know, but some do, and they stay in it. And others wake up and say, "I can't do this." But I imagine you probably lost friends, maybe even angered family members for speaking out about this.
Oh yes, it's not a popular position to take. I've lost friends. I've lost family. I have lost clients through my business. Well, I live a very different life than I did 6 months ago before I started speaking out against the mandatory vaccination push that's going on right now in California, where it's ground zero, but also throughout the country. And, yes, my house was broken into and lots of strange things, and my life looks very, very different than it did 6 months ago. But it's important that we speak out, and I just hope that using my example, more people from pharma and more doctors will feel comfortable coming out. And then there will be so many of us that this madness will have to stop.
Yes, coming out of the pharmaceutical closet.
And
of course, again, it's like that. You know, the friends that love you, suddenly they say, no, you can't do that, right? The judgment is passed, and there's a lot of economic and the powerful belief system, the grip that it has on so many American people, that the goodness of Big Pharma, that you step out and say, hey, it's not all good. In fact, it gets worse when you go back to California and you start interacting with pediatricians who want to vaccinate your child. And, of course, Merck. And Julie Gerberding, who was heading the CDC when you were with Merck, now heading Merck's vaccine division. We're going to talk about the evolution of this story of Merck whistleblower. Brandy Vaughn, when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out her YouTube video. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll also tell you about the Homeo Prophylaxis Seminar coming up in Dallas, October 2nd through 4th.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home too. And of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, get your friends to watch the 10-minute video of Brandi Vaughn just talking about what we've a little bit been discussing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show live on the air this evening. RobertScottBell.com, live through GCN, our syndicator at NaturalNewsRadio.com. Of course, heard again later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and across the pond in Great Britain on UK Health Radio. We're glad y'all are here. This is a very important discussion from a different angle, from an insider who blew the whistle and said, we can't do what you say. I'm not going to do it. The whole Vioxx thing that set the stage. You had a baby while still in Europe. At 6 months of age, you moved back to the States, to California. Little did you know what was about to happen in California regarding SB 277. But before we get there, vaccines weren't even on your
radar screen when you go to your well baby visit when you get to the States.
Right. I had my son naturally over in Holland, where I was followed by midwives for the first 6 months of his life, and they don't push vaccines. In fact, they said, do you want to talk about vaccines? Some parents do. And I said, oh, no, I don't. We need to. And she said, good, because we don't like to talk about them either. And then I get back to California and I go to a well visit just to, you know, check height and weight and those good things. And the pediatrician found out my son was not vaccinated at all at 6 months, and he wanted to catch him up on all of the vaccines. And he pushed, pressured me. I said, you know what, I want to see inserts, and I don't trust pharmaceutical drugs anymore, and vaccines are a pharmaceutical drug, even if they're not labeled as such to the FDA. And I want to see inserts, and I want to do my research before I do, you know, think about this at all. And he got upset at me, and he said, well, I'm the doctor, and, you know, kind of stormed out of the room, and the visit was over, and I started to do my research. That was 4 years ago. And since I have decided to raise my son without chemical interference, I do it with food, and I am injecting something, chemicals, that's even far. So, but that's where my vaccine research started years ago, and I wasn't, yeah. I didn't actually speak out. I didn't feel the need to.
Hold on. Stand by, Brandy. We're losing your signal here. I don't know if Merck is involved in this. Daniel, if you can see if we can get a better link with her. I'll continue to elaborate here as we reestablish a good connection, because her words are very important to hear. And one of those things, again, that she hadn't studied on was the vaccines, but she was wise enough to ask questions about the inserts at the time. And when the doctor basically said, you're not welcome back here because you're asking too many questions, she would delve deeper into the subject of vaccination. And at that point began to see that the gold standard of so-called drug research was not applied to vaccines. No double-blind, placebo-controlled, multi-center crossover trials were being conducted. And therefore, the determination of safety and efficacy, it wasn't happening. The trials are much shorter, much less expensive to produce these things. And the irony, of course, once you bring them to market without a double-blind, placebo-controlled study determining safety or efficacy, and many of the tests that they conduct are not against placebo at all, next phase is they hit the market. CDC says, yeah, they're on the childhood schedule now. Guess what? No liability. Who can't make money doing that? Get your product, get the government to mandate it, to say it's crucial for participation in school or whatever else you want to do. And then if something happens to your child because of an injury or even a death from that product, that vaccine, you cannot sue. You can't be sued as a manufacturer, in other words. There's no losing in that proposition. And so, Brandy, if you're still with us, the question is, you look at this and you go, what kind of crazy thing is going on here?
Right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Yes. I'm still here. Yes, definitely. When you look at the vaccine system here in the U.S. today, it is completely broken. It has no liability, so if there's a reaction or an injury, you can't sue. You have to go through a federally mandated special vaccine court. And in order to be compensated, which usually goes towards medical care, you get gagged. And so in the land of freedom of speech and land of freedom, you're gagged so that you cannot tell your story, so that we as Americans don't lose faith in a product that our government is now selling to other other countries and making money off of. So it's flying with the pharmaceutical companies. And so when you have no liability, pharmaceutical companies have no reason to make their products safer. And so they are full of toxins like heavy metals, which we cannot detox from, especially boys, because testosterone binds with heavy metals. That's why we're seeing so much ADHD and autism and tics and all of these things, especially in boys. And there's formaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen, does not have any place inside of our body, the chemical form. And so
Brandy, we lose you. Can you see if we can reconnect with Brandy? Because we keep losing. It keeps dropping out. Like I said, I don't know if we're getting murked on this audio interview because it's so darned important. Are you alive and well back at the studio, GCN? Everybody there? I want to see if we can reconnect on Brandy, because I don't want to lose any of her important words here. And, you know, it's interesting when, or Brandy, if you can disconnect and reconnect, that would be great, and we'll make it better. But it is it's a fascinating revelation, if you will, what she's gone through, from being an insider to one who finally decided to speak up when she saw what was going on, particularly with the SB 277, the mandating in California on a state level for participation in schools, even private schools. And as we've seen in some cases, the can you pick that up there back at the studio for me? Please, Bavaka Shah, I'll speak in Hebrew if I have a board op back there. Do we have a board op? Daniel, are you there?
Try Latin.
What, try Latin? Earth to Merc. I think we're getting Merc here. So we've lost our board op at GCN. How did Merc take him out? Are you there? See if we can get Brandy connected. Reconnect with Brandy, please.
I heard a helicopter overhead, yes.
You know, it's not like I planned this stuff at all. And in fact, we didn't announce this interview with Brandy until really right before the show, because I didn't want something like this to happen. Because I know that Merck is very nervous about what Brandy is presenting. And so we do interviews all the time. Very rarely do we have connections like that. And I'm not saying that that's what's happening here, but I find it very strange. Indeed, that's going on.
And, you know, in our history, that's not the first time we've had something bizarre like that happen with a particular guest, is it?
No, it's not. It isn't, especially when it's, a divisive topic, I guess you could say, in terms of the global positioning of vaccination, if you will. Do we have Brandy back on? She's on hold? Okay. We'll see if we can get her back on momentarily. I don't know. Like I said, I hope there's no henchmen at GCN right now taking out the ward op, so we can make this connection back with Brandy. So when you realize that there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies, and you actually question it, you speak out, your friends now become your enemies in some cases, because they feel like you're threatening them with information that is too dang uncomfortable for them. It violates their belief system to such a degree that this couldn't happen. But Brandy's coming in from the inside. Let me see if I can bring her to air. Brandy, is that you?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm here.
Let's see if that's any better. Like I said, I apologize. I had no control on what's going on in regards to our connection, but I want to hear more of your story. As I said, you were stimulated to speak by the passage of SB 277, and suddenly now... the question is, have there been any other strange occurrences, break-ins or otherwise? Are you watching, looking behind you? What's happening?
Well, yes, I would say that most of my interviews, the calls get cut and it's, we always have technical difficulties. Yes, I know my phone is tagged, traced, and my house was broken into. I had a lot of intimidation messages. I have a YouTube video on it. So yeah, I've things have really changed. I've been under a lot of pressure, but most importantly, what I wanted to finish up saying was the vaccine system in the U.S. is completely broken, and because there are no gold standard placebo-based testing, and vaccines are never tested in combination doses, yet they're given in 6 to 9 doses per well visit, there's no real incentive for them to be made safer. And the checks and balances, because we can't sue vaccine makers if there's an injury or death. In fact, it's the only product in the U.S. The checks or balances are totally off. And the discovery process that we, you know, the whole reason the judicial branch is there is for the discovery process during lawsuits. And so all of this information and the fact that 90% of safety studies are done by the company that profits off the drug it themselves, all of this is hidden. And so a lot of it is coming out. Some of the major medical journals are now, the editors are coming out saying, hey, the system is whacked. There's a lot of conflict of interest here. And we no longer have independent science. It's sponsored science.
And well, Brandy, it doesn't seem like the memo has reached Governor Jerry Brown or the Democrats of California.
Right. And the sad thing about the passage of SB 277 is right now they're coming after mandatory vaccinations for children, but it's going to affect adults as well. And that's what I keep hearing on the ground. Oh, my children are grown, or, oh, I was vaccinated in the 1980s. And it is a totally different scenario these days. There are 4 times as many vaccines, and we're seeing the epidemics in our children of childhood disease. autism, SIDS, autoimmune disorders, food allergies, asthma, ADHD, developmental delays, all of these can be linked back to the neurotoxins in the vaccines. Mm-hmm. And it's just overwhelming our children's health these days. This is the first generation of children sicker than the generation before. And right. we have to step back and say, hey, wait a minute. It's environmental toxins that are doing this. It's in the food, but most importantly, it's what's injected because that doesn't go through the body's natural detox process.
Exactly.
So we have to really stop this, and they're taking us out sector by sector. First the children, and then it's coming for the adults with the national.
Well, you're right. SB 792 in California is on Governor Brown's desk to either be signed or done nothing or vetoed. If he does nothing, it'll become law, and it'll affect any adults who want to work in daycare centers, or it'll just expand the net. And of course, Big Pharma, Merck, they win. And it's a deadly game that they're playing. It's very profitable for them, but it's immoral. It's really quite disgusting. And Brandy, I'm just so grateful that you're willing to speak out. I know the outrage had to hit a certain level where you said, I cannot remain silent. And I'm encouraging all of you who know better to now speak out when appropriate, where appropriate. Listen to the still, quiet voice of spirit to tell you when it's time to speak out, be silent when you must be silent for your own safety. But we must protect the innocent children that are coming onto this planet now, that they should not be attacked in this way. And because of our connection, Brandy, I'm going to let you go at this point. We'll talk over the break first, but I want to have you on again. We'll give more SB 277 updates as we get them. There's a few more days to sign up for that petition to reconsider or pull it back, okay? Brandy Vaughn, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
CouncilForVaccineSafety.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. Hallucinogenic homeopaths in Germany. What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, broadcast healing like nowhere else on planet Earth. Glad you're with us. SB277now.com is linked up. If you're in California, if you have kids, if you want to work with kids, plan your escape route now. If you can't repeal this thing, if you can't overturn SB 277, it's going to get ugly. There are a lot of reasons why we want our friends and loved ones to get out of California. This is primary among them, but there are other issues. So go deep in your heart and pray on it and see what you can do. Can you overturn it? We want you to, obviously. But SB277now.com is a good place. You can find out how you can sign on or help get more signatures if you can overturn this thing. Also, Dallas, Texas, October 2nd. 3rd and 4th, homeoprophylaxis, a worldwide choice for disease prevention. They can't contain it anymore. It's getting out. But they're trying to contain the homeopaths in Germany, evidently. This is a story I know you've been asking for me to cover. I just hadn't gotten to it yet. No sleight of hand for a reason not to. It's been so busy. Hallucinating homeopaths sickened by LSD-like drug at German conference. How's that for a headline?
Time, excellent.
Yeah, this is not, you know, this may be a headline from the 60s and Timothy Leary days, but if you're going to a homeopathic conference, the one thing homeopaths don't do, if they're hardcore hantomaniacs, you know, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory way, let's just say they abide by the concept of the law of similars and particularly the search for the similimum. You realize that you take a remedy, classically, if you're classically trained homeopath, you're going to look for that one remedy that matches up to the symptoms of the patient, most totally. And that could be yourself as a homeopath. And you'll take that one ingredient. You never give the same single remedy to everybody. Now, of course, there have been clinical advancements, and Hahnemann later in his life did some things in Paris that changed that. But let's just say you're at a homeopathic conference. You are not going to get 29 homeopathic practitioners in one setting to all take the same remedy. Here, everybody, let's have the same thing here. And it turned out to be this hallucinogenic drug 2CE. It's called Aqua Rust, some kind of hallucinogenic. This, to me, is so clearly a poisoning scenario where you're talking about adding it to the water, adding it to the wine, whatever they were drinking there. That this is not something homeopaths do. Now, maybe they weren't homeopaths. Maybe they were LSD-loving, eclectic hippies that were pretending to be something else that they're not. But if we know how homeopaths think, they do not blindly just take any old remedy. And, of course, if it were truly a homeopathic remedy, it wouldn't have hallucinogenic impact as well. But I don't know if we have anything definitive since this happened a week or so ago, Superdon. I'd like to find out a follow-up if they've been able to ask any of these people there what the heck they think really happened.
I think they actually had just come back from a Foghat concert. And maybe it was just a contact high. I'm not sure.
I don't buy it. But the Association of German Healing Practitioners detests this, whatever happened here. Everybody's trying to distance themselves from it. I mean, maybe this was an attempt to discredit homeopaths. See those crazy homeopaths, right? The Association of German Healing Practitioners, which represents homeopaths, they were quick to make clear its delegates were not involved in this bad trip. So to some degree, it could be a discrediting. How do we outreach? How do we make homeopaths look bad? I mean, I don't know. But this is not the behavior of homeopaths at a homeopathic conference. By the way, if those of you going out to conferences, be careful. You know what you're drinking. I'll just say that. Be very careful now. So anyway, homeopathic detoxifying remedies would be good in this case. Obviously, if you had the form of the drug 2CE, you could take that synthetic drug and dilute and succuss it into a homeopathic medicine to help clear it from your body more rapidly. But there are also, of course, remedies that address symptoms of dizziness, nausea, sweating, vomiting, jaw muscle tension. But I would definitely be doing a lot of Bryonia alba for the liver, Nux vomica as well, Cocculus for the dizziness, of course. Nux vomica can work on vomiting, as well as Arsenicum album, Ars alb, if you will. And, of course, Ipecac can make you throw up, but in homeopathic form, it can help to stop it. So there you go, folks. Thanks to Brandy Vaughn. Sorry for the audio technical stuff, but beyond our control, very strange what was going on this hour. We've got TMB coming up. Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box. We've got the Quest for the Cures, the Global Quest, in fact, coming up. And it's happening in October. This is going to be so sensational. We'll talk about updates to that and a whole lot more healing right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771.
800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.